The year 1838 was an intense period in the life of Charles Darwin. He was busy unpacking and cataloging specimens he had collected on the Beagle Voyage. He was courting Emma Wedgwood, whom he would shortly marry, and he was earnestly and eagerly searching for an explanation of the origin of species. After several false starts in late September, Darwin read Malthus and for the first time grasped the idea of evolution by inherited variation and selective retention. In July of the same year, Darwin began a new series of notebooks, the M&N notebooks. These notebooks, only recently transcribed, reveal that even before he understood natural selection, Darwin was convinced that an explanation of evolution would profoundly affect our understanding of human behavior. Darwin's reasoning was simple and compelling. The behavioral adaptations that characterize a human species are the result of the same evolutionary process that shaped all other species. If we understand the process and the condition under which the human species evolved, we will have the basis for a scientific understanding of human nature. Trying to comprehend human nature without an understanding of human evolution is like puzzling at astronomy without mechanics. Nonetheless, until very recently, evolutionary biology has made relatively modest contributions to psychology, anthropology, or any of the other social sciences. The rejection of a central role for Darwinism by the mainstream of 20th century social science has been a historical process of some complexity. Certainly, one important factor was that Darwin's ideas were ill appreciated until the mid-20th century synthesis of Darwinism and population genetics. Another was that until recently, biologists had failed to produce an adequate account of the evolution of social behavior and therefore had very little to say about humans that was of interest to social scientists. Most important, we believe, was the apparent importance of culture in shaping human behavior. Many scholars from both the social and biological sciences have argued that because humans acquire so much of their behavior culturally rather than genetically, the human evolutionary process is fundamentally different from that of other animals. However, since the neo-Darwinian theory of evolution does not explicitly account for the cultural transmission of behavior from one generation to the next, there has been no way of knowing whether this argument is cogent. Text from the book Culture and the Evolutionary Process by Mr. Boyd and Mr. Richardson.